You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
.305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. We've got heavy rain rolling back in. Could be here any moment. Thunderstorms rolling in. We'll have those pretty much through the early morning. And then it appears, fingers crossed, we may have turned the corner. Looks like some nice weather in the offing. It is Friday, so a couple of things we need to acknowledge right off the bat, and then we will jump into what is clearly a flawed list that came down from the Department of Homeland Security. But it is Friday, so we start with a couple of things. Number one, on Fridays, what do I do? What should you be doing? I wear red. You should be wearing red. R-E-D, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years back. Remember, everyone deployed. If, in fact, the laundry genie is cooperating, I've got a red shirt or red pants on today. Not the case. So I had to reach into my collection of beautiful bracelets for my beautiful pal, Emily Morrissey, down there at Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. And so I am wearing a red bracelet from Emily Morrissey. Thank you, Emily, for saving me yet again on a red Friday. And I also pop that Peppa Pig hat on. Why? Because, really. I mean, what says Friday? Like a little dose of Peppa Pig. So I got this list last night, and in fact, I got it from a couple of people going, hey, what gives? How come Hanover's on this list? This doesn't make any sense. How come Chesterfield's on this list? Doesn't make any sense. So I'm first going to share the statement that came out from Hanover County. I don't have any statements from anybody else, other counties or other jurisdictions, so I can't really help you with that. But Hanover County, my county, has a statement which is out. It is a joint statement from the county itself, so the Board of Supervisors, our county administrator, the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, and the Commonwealth's Attorney for Hanover County. And I'll just share word for word. It says, Hanover County is aware that its name appears on a list released by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, referencing, quote, sanctuary jurisdictions that are deliberately obstructing the enforcement of federal immigration laws and endangering American citizens. We do not know why the county is on this list, and we have contacted our state and federal partners to request clarification. To date, they have not provided an explanation. We want to be clear. Hanover County follows all federal laws. The Sheriff's Office cooperates fully with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, whenever assistance is requested. Neither the county, the Board of Supervisors, the Sheriff, or the Commonwealth's Attorney take any action that would interfere with federal immigration enforcement. Hanover County remains committed to the rule of law and to ensuring the safety and security of our community. That's pretty straightforward, don't you think? A couple of things occur to me. Number one, as I looked at the list, there are plenty of places on the list that are absolutely correct. You just heard during Charles Pyle's newscast there, a report from Fox talking about some of the ICE activities up there in Boston. Well, the whole damn state has declared itself to be, quote, a sanctuary state. And then you have local places in Massachusetts which have gone the extra step of then declaring themselves to be a sanctuary state. Now, Massachusetts works a little differently than our beloved Commonwealth. That Commonwealth, which used to be my beloved Commonwealth many years ago, there are counties in Massachusetts, but they do not really function in the same way that our counties do. The county government process was done away with many, many years ago, although there are still counties which remain And really, the only function in any of the Massachusetts counties in the year 2025 is that a sheriff is elected, and the sheriff operates the county jail, the county correctional facility. At this point, with the exception of one county, Worcester County, all of the other counties are solidly in control of very, very progressive Democrats, and they have all indicated that their facilities and their officers will not cooperate with ICE. So I read the listings for Massachusetts and said, yep, those are spot on. I looked at California, same sort of thing. Then, as I looked at Virginia, I saw a couple of names pop up. Well, the city of Richmond, well, yeah. Look, LeVar Stoney announced when he was mayor that Richmond was a sanctuary city and there would be no cooperation between the Richmond Police Department and ICE. Richmond City Sheriff's Office. I couldn't tell you if the sheriff has an official opinion on ICE other than one cube or two. So it would be of no shock to me to hear that the grossly incompetent sheriff of the city of Richmond said, well, we're not cooperating with them, but who knows? Maybe she was too busy handing out playing cards with gang symbols on them to actually offer an opinion. I don't know. I mean, so I'm not going to venture into that, except to say that as I see the city of Richmond on the list, I thought to myself, well, yes, thoroughly appropriate. Hanover County, however, really just threw me for a loop because I live in Hanover County. And one of the reasons I live in Hanover County is that we in this county truly do believe in the rule of law. And we have one of the finest sheriffs in America. And we have one of the finest sheriff's offices in America. The members of the Hanover County Sheriff's Office, I will put up against any law enforcement officer anywhere in America, hell, in the world. So for anyone to put together a list that says, oh, I don't think these guys are not cooperating with ICE, I'm telling you right now, that's a load of hooey. If, in fact, ICE now is in the business of doing the business of ICE, then fantastic. I would wonder if this list somehow, some way is left over. Because remember now, for 4 years, when Joe Biden was the front man, because we don't really know who the hell was running the United States of America during his term, but while he was the front man, they weren't letting ICE do anything, right? ICE was not out there enforcing the law. Border Patrol was not enforcing the law. So it would occur to me that during those 4 years, I'll bet you ICE never even called the Hanover County Sheriff's Office. That would be my bet. I don't know. Again, I'm just sort of speculating. But now that ICE is back in the business of enforcing the law, I can't even conceive of a moment where they would reach out to the Hanover County Sheriff's Office and the Sheriff's Office would say, oh, yeah, we'll take a hike. I don't buy that at all. Not for a second. We certainly do not have a policy in the county that says we are some sort of a sanctuary county. I know the members of the Board of Supervisors. I think if you were to put that measure to the Board of Supervisors, if I were doing the math, you would get exactly one vote. And that would be the supervisor from Ashland. Otherwise, I don't think they have a snowball's chance. So that I know is a bunch of garbage. And the Commonwealth's attorney for Hanover County, we have a relatively new one. She is by the book. Her predecessor was absolutely, positively by the book. These are career prosecutors. I'm telling you right now that if you had reached out, if any of these folks had reached out to the Commonwealth's attorney back when it was Tripp Chalkley, or now that it's Mackenzie Babichenko, and said, hey, we're doing such and such, I can guarantee you, as sure as I am sitting here, they did not say, oh, I'm saying, no, we were not. That's nonsense. Now, what's the last piece of the puzzle here? Last piece of the puzzle is the Pamunkey Regional Jail. Because we know that ICE will, in fact, sometimes pick people up from jails, correct? Well, the Pamunkey Regional Jail is a joint operation of the town of Ashland, Caroline County, and Hanover County. And I know firsthand that the operation of the Pump Monkey Regional Jail is stellar and solid. And they absolutely, positively are following all of the laws. So that is not problematic. Here's where I think sometimes people misunderstand some things. You ever hear the phrase detainer? Do you know about 287G? Now, I was around when the 287G program was first stood up nationwide. Jim Pendergraft was a dear friend of mine, still is. I haven't chatted with him in a while, but he was the sheriff of Mecklenburg County, North Carolina. And he and I were good friends, and he got tapped by President Bush to head up this 287G program, which was designed for, primarily, agencies around America, some of them road patrol agencies, but many of them correctional facility agencies that said, hey, we're going to deputize, if you will, your officers so they can enforce some of these immigration laws. Some agencies thought it was great. Other agencies said, well, wait a minute, am I giving up control of my officers or my deputies or my troopers? Because I'm not going to do that. I'm still going to help you enforce the law, but I was elected by the people in this county, or I serve the people in this city, or the folks in this state elected me as the governor, and I'm not giving up control of the state police or the highway patrol. So there's been some disagreement in the law enforcement space about that through the years. So that could be part of this, but that doesn't mean that those agencies are not enforcing the law. Let me give you the one last piece, and Jeremiah, I apologize. I know I'm going long, but I'm on a roll, and if I don't finish it, man. So here's the second part of this. When we talk about corrections, right? It's a slightly different world. And this is perhaps where they loop in Chesterfield County, or they're including Hanover County, but I didn't see Caroline County on the list. Did you? I'll have to go back and look, because if they don't include Caroline County or the town of Ashland, then I'm not quite sure how they would be looking towards Pamunkey Regional Jail, right? Because, again, it is owned and operated, if you will, by the three municipal entities. But there are agencies that will notify ICE. Hello, ICE? Yes. We have arrested so-and-so. Excellent. Or this person has now been confined to our institution. They have a sentence of 30 days. All right. And it starts today. Fair enough. You've got 30 days to come and get them. Gotcha. Hello, ICE. Yep. Remember we called you last week? We said you got 4 weeks to get this guy. Yeah. All right. Well, we're down to 3 weeks. Just FYI, he gets out in 3 weeks. Yep. Yep. We got you. Hello, ICE. Yep. It's us again. We're down to 2 weeks. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hello, ICE? Yeah. 1 week left to come get this person who is in the country illegally. They are currently lodged at our facility. Gotcha. Hello, ICE? Yeah. Tomorrow morning, 0600 hours, this guy is being released because his sentence here is done. Are you coming to get him? Silence. All right, so what happens? The time for that person to be committed to that particular facility has now ended. You can't just keep people because you're thinking, well, I know he's a bad guy. Okay. So there's something called a detainer. We've heard a lot of discussion about it. What is the detainer? The detainer is when ICE says, hey, we're not going to get there in time. Can you do us a favor? Hang on to that guy. Well, that can become problematic. Because that guy and his attorney have every legal right, whether you like it or not, to say, my sentence, my client's sentence has concluded. You can't hold on to me. Well, we have this request. Well, okay, what's the statutory part of that? That's part of the issues here. All I can tell you, as sure as I sit here, if you are looking for people who are cooperating with federal law enforcement in every segment, you could not find a finer place than my beloved Hanover County. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 325, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. It is the final Friday of the month. And we have an amazing recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Yep, we're going to bestow it on Sergeant Miles Turner of the Caroline County Sheriff's Office. We're going to do that at 3:35. Miles is, he's just such a good, decent human being. He is a cop's cop. He also, he designs challenge coins. I'm just about at the end of our initial run of challenge coins. And I was thinking maybe I would ask Miles if he would do sort of a touch-up, you know, to take the current challenge coin and bring it up to current day specs, if you will. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Well, I'll see if Miles is interested in that. We'll see. My conversation with Miles, by the way, will be posted in its entirety at WRBA.com. It's about an hour. It was just the two of us chatting, and Germ, God bless him, was able to pull some good parts out of it. I have to say thank you to 804, who more than an hour ago, before my show started, said, "Katz, your show sucked yesterday, and today is not different." Well, thanks. The James River Air text line always available to you, 833-804-1140. 327, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor to a very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. Deputy sheriff, police officer, state trooper, state police officer, special agent at the state police level, or the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or DEA. We've had them all. And I got to tell you, this is a very, very, very special recipient today. And there are a couple of reasons for that, not the least of which is that this gentleman has coordinated this award for other officers, which really does say a lot about him. He has served in a variety of jurisdictions, and he is truly just one of the finest people that I know. So let me welcome in Sergeant Miles Turner. Miles, thank you for being here, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
It's good to have you here. And I should let everybody know, we're actually recording this, as we do with all of them. We record them ahead of time in case somebody gets called out or there's a court situation and they're not able to be here on the actual final Friday of the month. We're actually recording this during National Police Week. And again, I've got to tell you, I think that is absolutely appropriate for Miles. Miles, I am so honored that you are here, and I'm so happy that I get the opportunity to present you with the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Let's talk a little bit about your career, because I mentioned Sergeant Miles Turner, Caroline County Sheriff's Office, but you have had a rather illustrious career across a couple of different agencies, have you not?
I've done okay.
Of course. Well, Miles, let me take you back a little bit, because you talk about your law enforcement service. You start at Wintergreen, you go to the city of Richmond, you go to the state police, you spend the last two decades plus in Caroline. It's clear, just as an outsider, this is what you always wanted to do, I take it.
Oh, yeah. Most of the people that listen to your show probably don't even remember Adam 12.
See the man.
Yeah, that's right. I knew what I wanted to do. My mother says I was saying I wanted to be a policeman when I was three. I don't remember that, but I don't doubt it. I can't fix everything that's wrong with the country, the world, the state,
right,
or even my jurisdiction. But I'm going to put my efforts towards, you know, when I was working the road, doing those beat calls and actually talking to people instead of just, let me see your ID so I can do the report.
Sure.
I want to leave people with a good impression of the whole office. We saw that with L.A. back in the 90s when they were under the federal consent decree.
Mm-hmm.
And two officers got arrested. I still have the picture. The next day on the front page of the L.A. Times, they had their booking photos.
Yep.
In uniform.
Yep.
Why on earth?
Yeah.
Booking pictures in a uniform. And the people reading the paper that don't know anything about this job, they don't think those two people are bad. They think everybody in that department's crooked.
Right.
And that's, it's not accurate. I don't care what agency you go to.
No, not at all.
You know, we're recruiting from humans, and humans make mistakes. I try and tell them enough when I'm training them or when we're doing recruiting to explain the bad things to expect and anticipate and be ready for. But there's also a lot of good in this job. I mean, I don't know. I try to be the perpetual optimist. It doesn't always work. But, you know, we were talking earlier about people didn't used to leave this job unless they died or retired.
Right.
You know, I had cancer in 22, and I worked probably my first 2 weeks of chemo until I could tell, because I told my captain, look, when I'm not able to do this, I'll let you know. I'm not going to get somebody hurt.
Right.
And as soon as I started feeling any difference in my abilities, I said, yeah, you know, I got to go. But one thing I told myself the last day that I worked before I started the treatment was, you know, me getting all upset about this is not going to fix anything. This is the cards I got dealt. It's time to play the hand. And I was determined I was not going to have to leave this job because of cancer. It took me about 6 months. And I was in treatment about four, but it takes you about 2 months to get all that crap out of your system. But I really do enjoy what I do. And because I enjoy what I do, I wanted to go back. And I wasn't letting this nasty crap I had running through my body be what made me retire.
Wow. Well, I can't think of a better place to say thank you. Thank you for serving. Thank you for inspiring a generation or two of law enforcement professionals coming after you. And Miles, I will tell you that as part of our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor, we've got a couple of gifts. And I want to share them with you. Got a buddy of mine, Tony Brewster, down in Chesterfield, who has organized a golf tournament for the last couple of years just to raise money for this. So Tony provides gift cards, and so you will get those. For the love of chocolate down in Carytown, I don't know.
Oh, I know exactly. You want me to I can drive you to it right now.
Well, you need to drive to it. You've got a gift card that you need to use down there, and I could tell you about it, but clearly need to.
Yes, no.
No. there is a copy of Steve Neal's latest book. It's called Toxic Boss Blues. Now, you know Steve, retired captain out of Chesterfield.
I just did a challenge coin.
Did you really?
It's in the. I just got the tracking for it today.
Okay. So, well,
that's too funny.
When you deliver them, you tell him you are perusing his book, Toxic Boss Blues.
Steve's a good guy, and he's got another book coming out. That's actually what the coin is about.
It's
for his book.
You know, it's funny. You might know the person who wrote the foreword for that book.
Who? Did you? You wrote it.
I did.
Well, small world.
Yeah. See that? You've got a gift certificate. My friend Laura Sylvester loves to bake, and she's an amazing baker. She is now the official baker for Julia's birthday.
Oh, awesome.
She has a company. It's called the Pie Safe Baking Company. And so she's provided a gift certificate as well as the menu. Everything is good on it. I will tell you that. Although the Julia Katz cake, slightly biased, but it's pretty doggone good. You remember, of course, Mike Walter.
Oh, yeah.
Mike's wife, Jamie, and their children have put together a letter, and there's a challenge coin in here and some gift cards. And so that is yours.
Yeah, my wife used to work with Jamie. She's a great lady.
She is. She's like two great ladies.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You'll get a lot out of this. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
There is a thin blue line flag that Pastor Steve Boots makes for us. He is the lead police chaplain now for Henrico County's Police Division. And on Sundays, you'll find him out there at Mount Victory Baptist Church, because he tells me that pastors only work an hour a week on Sundays. So that seems to be a pretty good gig, and that's where he is on Sundays. Jan's son, Michael, commissioned our challenge coins, and so they only go to recipients of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor, and one of our mutual friends, Miles. I know I don't have to tell you about Emily.
No,
but I'm going to brag on Emily anyway, because I love Emily. Emily Morrissey from Emily's Bracelets, emilysbracelets.com. Her folks and her brother set her up a business a number of years ago. She had this amazing talent working with beads in school, and so they set up emilysbracelets.com, and she makes just beautiful, beautiful bracelets. She's in the middle, again, I said I'm going to brag on Emily. She's in the middle of making, I don't know, 2,000 or something bracelets for the Ark of the United States. They're using her bracelets as one of their big gifts this year. And you will, I know it's going to be a backup for you, but you can never have too many bracelets from Emily.
And so she helped us out a lot when we were working on keeping that guy that killed Mike in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, she's an amazing woman.
Viewers won't be able to see it, but it's ironic you bring her up, because her brother has a perfect replica of Herbie the Love Bug. Perfect. And he asked me if I would make a picture. What we did is we mocked up a traffic stop with my police car, and Emily's behind the wheel of Herbie in the picture.
I love it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And she enjoyed it.
She's the best.
She got out of the car and said, "Will you put cuffs on me?"
Oh, no! No, Emily. No. That we won't do.
Great family, though.
She is. And the Morrisseys are amazing. So those are some of the gifts. You have our thanks. And I know you've been with Caroline for 21 years, you talked about. You keep doing what you're doing. You have done an amazing job. As I said, I think it is so appropriate that during National Police Week, when we're recording this, and during May, where we look at law enforcement, hopefully a little bit closer and a little more supportive, that you are our honoree. I can't think of anybody else better than you, sir. And I thank you for being here.
Well, and I appreciate you recognizing, but one thing I would like to leave you and any of your listeners with is I'm not the unusual. This is what we do.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we're here for.
Yeah.
And I really do believe that. If you've done something wrong and I have to lock you up, I'm going to lock you up. Don't misunderstand. But I'm also not going to call you a worthless piece of trash on the way to jail. You know, it does no good.
Yeah.
So that's what you should be thinking about if you've never done this job. And, you know, maybe that officer that you've had called to your residence had something you never want to see in your life as his last call.
Yep.
You know, I'm not making excuses for bad attitudes. But everybody has a bad day. And when we have bad ones, they are pretty bad.
They are indeed.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you, sir. That is Sergeant Miles Turner from the Caroline County Sheriff's Office. He is our May recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, and, well, it's Friday. All right, we should stop with that, right? It is Friday. Thanks to Sergeant Miles Turner from the Caroline County Sheriff's Office for being with us. Now, the entire conversation is about an hour, and these have gotten longer and longer throughout the years. And we have a very limited period of time to put stuff on the air, as you know. And even with what we put on the air, we're still kind of stretching it to, we got to ask permission, all that good stuff. But everything is posted online. So if you would really like to hear about all of what Miles Turner has accomplished, you need to go to WRVA.com and listen to the entire conversation. And it really is just a conversation. Jerm, you'll back me up on this. You are responsible for extracting the parts of these discussions for the show, but
It is essentially just a talk. It's just a couple of folks sitting down and chatting. What always amazes me, and it in many ways reassures me, is that every time that I have done one of these Blue Friday programs, presenting, bestowing the Lieutenant Jam McTurnan Blue Friday honor, whoever it was that was getting it invariably says something like, well, you know, I didn't really do anything special. There's nothing unique about me. Yeah. And so that kind of reminds you who the real heroes are, right? There are a lot of people out in front of things. Hey, look at me, listen to me, listen to me. I got to tell you how great I am. And then there are those folks who just kind of suit up every day and do the job, whatever that job might be, and do really amazing, heroic things. And at the end of the day go, well, there's another day at the office, and I'm going to go home and have some breakfast or lunch or dinner, because they're out there working 24/7. Reminds me about Chris Saunders. Chris is a master police officer with the Richmond Police Department. I shared with you the other day that Chris suffered a traumatic brain injury on May the 11th. He was working. The injury required an emergency double craniotomy. It was only thanks to the quick actions of his fellow officers and the dedicated medical professionals that he even survived. And this recovery for him is, it's going to be hellacious. His wife is right now recovering from breast cancer surgery. So this is just a tough, tough time for them. And in the meantime, the workers' comp folks have denied his claim, which makes no sense to me. Now, I'm not an attorney. I'm not pretending to be one, not claiming to be one. I don't practice the dark arts. But I will tell you this. If you get hurt at work, it would seem to me that that's a workers' comp matter. So I have actually gotten some information to Chris about the workers' comp attorney that I utilized a number of years ago. Because she didn't take any guff. It's like, hey, I got this. We'll take care of it. And she did. So hopefully that will be addressed. But in the meantime, there is a fundraiser on GoFundMe that has been organized. And there are contributions that are there. We're one third of, well, we. I did not organize it, but I may very well have contributed. But it's about a third of the way to where it needs to be. So if you go to GoFundMe.com, and then you can look for Chris Saunders, Saunders. You'll find it there. And there's a photo of Chris and his wife, and he's in uniform, and that's when he was being honored at the Valor Awards. He's just a good, solid guy. 357, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Woo! We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Yeah. I'm having a really good day. It's been, just in the interest of full disclosure, it's been a somewhat emotional day. Because today was, in fact, Julia's final day in the school system. And I made it a point. I had stuff to do. But if you think I was going to miss her final day getting on the bus or off the bus, then you are sadly mistaken. I absolutely did that. And it was wonderful, as it always is, quite frankly, to see Dave and Alfred. Dave and Alfred have, for the last few years, been Julia's bus driver and the bus attendant, the bus assistant. And they both, every day, whether they were going to school or coming from school, had gigantic smiles and laughs and wonderful wishes for Julia. I mean, it just, I think No offense to her teachers, because they were really good too. But I do think that some days Julia's bus rides were the best part of her day. And Dave and Alfred always, always, always made it special. And of course, the other kids on the bus, and they're not kids necessarily, they're 15, 16, Julia, 22, and all the rest of it. But you understand what I'm saying, the other passengers. And to hear today what I guess is for the final time, those kiddos saying hello, Julia's dad, as I was taking her to the bus this morning and then this afternoon helping to get her off the bus, wishing us a great summer and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, that's all. I don't have anything else to say except I was not crying. Somebody said that. That is not true. There was a gigantic cloud of pollen that flew right into my eyes as she was getting off the bus. So, I mean, stuff happens. I don't control the weather. That being said, it's a nice, nice picture. Take a look at it. We have got all sorts of great stuff. You know, I love the Friendship Circle of Virginia. I really do. It's not just the organization. It's the people there. Some of the finest human beings you're ever going to meet. Dr. Sarah Cran-Simon is the executive director of the Friendship Circle of Virginia. She is one of the reasons that the Friendship Circle is such an amazing organization, and all sorts of great things to help folks throughout our community just have a friend, live life, do good stuff. And there's another big event coming up, and Sarah's with us. Sarah, good afternoon.
Hello, Jeff. Like you said, one of the people, as you just so beautifully talked about, it takes a village, and every person makes such a huge difference.
Well, there's a great crew over there. I don't have time to speak with everybody, so you're just going to have to carry all the weight today, all right?
Deal.
All right. So tell me what we got coming up.
Oh, my gosh. So first of all, congratulations. I guess bittersweet on the last day for Julia. That's it's a big day for a lot of parents. I know this, but that's a big one.
Yeah, very much so.
Yes. Well, the good news is here's a fun summer activity for everybody else. There is a summer activity coming up every year in right around this time of year. Friendship Circle puts on the annual Disability Inclusion Day at the Diamond. And coming up is our fourth annual Disability Inclusion Day at the Diamond. And it's usually in May, and this year, instead, it's going to be right in the middle of the summer, so everyone hopefully can make it. June 29th, it's a Sunday 1:30 p.m. game. And there's so much to say about this game. There's just, for those, I don't know if you've ever, Jeff, have you ever come to this game?
I certainly have, young lady. Yes, I
see, I know, I'm terrible. Were you there last time?
I absolutely was. I was there at the very first one of these events, and you
there
know,
you
then,
go.
Well, yeah, then Parney asked me not to come back because apparently I was asking for too much pie or something. But yes, I have been, I have actually, you know what? I've been to two of the three now that I think about it.
Amazing. Okay, so seeing as this is like one of the most well-attended Sunday games of their season and overall of the season, so forgive me that I do not remember. That's terrible. but the good news is, so I guess you saw it, when you come to this game, it is truly, truly an incredible experience. And it looks and feels kind of different than your average game. There is amazing energy in the ballpark. And it really, it sets it up quite differently. It is accommodating, and it is supportive of people with disabilities. And as we know, that is such a huge spectrum with so many different things to consider, and people like different things. And so on this day, there is just an amazing amount of resources that Friendship Circle, and like we've talked about, our very, very small but mighty team has really worked so hard over the last couple of years to put together. And we've done it with the Flying Squirrels in partnership. And we're just very lucky to work with them. They've been really committed and just very engaged with this process. And we're excited for the new ballpark coming up and all the changes that are going to happen there. So happy to share more about that.
Yeah, I mean, it is simply going to get better and better as the years go by. But tell us then, how do we get to be part of this? Who do we reach out to? Who's invited?
Okay, well, the good news is everyone is invited. We are giving out 10,000 free tickets for this special day. And we do that. Everyone can go on our website, Inclusion Day RVA. It's a special one just for this day, inclusiondayrva.com. And you can go on there and you can register. And if you need any supports or accommodations, there's all different questions in there. And you can put in the things that you need. And I'll mention some of the options that we have. Yeah. And if you don't need any special accommodations, you can either go on there and register and get your tickets, or you can even just show up at the ballpark day of, and there will be a big friendship circle table right outside the gates, and you can come pick up a free ticket and go ahead in. So there's really an exciting way to get these tickets, to be a part of this event. We partner with over, I think, 130 disability organizations to give out these tickets, to share in the resources, to make sure their friends and family members can come and be a part of it. And also we get feedback from them. We ask them, you know, what do your families need that we're not doing? What can we do better next year? And so you're right. Every year it's gotten a little bit better.
Yes, it
has. So it's kind of amazing.
Now, I may have misunderstood you. Did you say the tickets are free?
The tickets are free. So as you are always so good at mentioning, things always cost money to do. Yep. And there are always people behind them and organizations and businesses behind it that make it happen. So this day, like all things Friendship Circle, we do not charge any amount of money for people to come in. I think you still have to pay for parking. We couldn't get away with that one. But okay, beyond that, the tickets itself are free. And we have amazing sponsors that are special for this day to make it happen. And if it's okay, I would love to just kind of list them. Can I do that?
It is more than okay. If you didn't do that, I would have to scold you again. So, yeah, let's hear who's stepping up to the plate for this event.
That was a good one. The first one is our presenting sponsor, and they have been our presenting sponsor. And actually, it was really their idea to do this from the get-go. And that is FastSmart, and we are so grateful for them. They've been with us since the beginning. And they said, if you're going to do inclusion and you're going to do this, do it big and do it right. And here we are. Wow. So FastSmart is our presenting sponsor. And on those 10,000 free tickets, we have about 8 to 10 spots available for logos and for businesses and organizations to come on board and make this day possible. And those are Allianz Partners, Capital One, Dominion Care, Genworth, the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond, Markel, QTS Data Centers, Rudland Tower Academy, UPS Store at Gate and Crossing, and we have two additional sponsors, not on the tickets, but they are definitely part of the event, Dominion Energy and Centera. And so we are super, super grateful for our sponsors because, like we said, they make actually all of these accommodations possible. Without that money, this game actually almost can't happen. The game will happen. It just won't be very accessible. So,
right.
Yeah. So the things that we actually have going on that day, for anybody that would like to come out and participate, there are some really amazing supports that are special for Inclusion Day at the Diamond for this particular day to make sure that the disability community and friends and families and loved ones and anybody can come out and enjoy. And some of those are, we have a lot of the suites. We get them donated on this day, so we're very grateful for all of our suite partners, and that way we can increase the wheelchair accessible seating and other needs that people might have that might require some suite access. We have closed captioning that is going to be available on people's cell phones. We have ASL interpreters, and they're going to be in certain sections. We have audio description services so people can listen to the game, lower speaker volumes throughout the ballpark. There's a whole sensory zone. If you're familiar with like the third base picnic area, there's an entire, we have mats that get put out so people can climb around, and there's tables with all these fun fine motor sensory things. There's some blackout tents, and there's Atlee Robotics and Bricks and Minifigs, you know, that really awesome Lego store. Yeah. So they're coming out, and Mad Science, and there's a nut-free suite, and there's an adult changing area, and there's dietary food restriction availability. Oh. There's so much going on, and I didn't mention one more thing, which is really cool, and I met him today. The singer who is singing the national anthem this year, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, because I never heard of him until recently, but he's apparently very famous. His name is George Dennehy. Do you know who that is?
It doesn't ring a bell, but tell me who he is and why I need to know him.
I was going to say, I'm so excited to introduce him. So I met him this morning, and he's going to be singing the national anthem at this particular game. So George Dennehy is a singer, and I'm sure I'm not doing him justice with my short bio here, so hopefully he can do that another time. But he was born without arms, and he plays guitar with his feet. and he sings. And I got to hear him play today, and it is unbelievable. He has the most amazing voice. And someone just told me today that he played Iris with the Google Dolls, and he sang with them. So, yeah, so this is really, really cool. So I'm very excited. I got to meet him today. Super nice guy. And he is going to be singing the national anthem at this game. So this game is really about bringing everyone together, highlighting support and accessibility and love and friendship and inclusion, just truly, truly in every way that we can.
I love it. All right, so Sarah, here's what you need to do at the conclusion of this, my friend. Give everybody the details one more time. I'm assuming just the website's going to be the easiest as people are driving, but I want everybody to come out to this because it's just going to be another barn burner event. I love it.
Thank you. Yes, it is going to be amazing. 10,000 free tickets. You can get your tickets at inclusiondayrva.com. If you forget the website, Friendship Circle, we are the ones hosting. And so if you just Google us, you'll find us, friendshipcircleva.org. So inclusiondayrva.com, that's where you get the tickets. We are giving away free tickets. It's June 29th. It is a Sunday 1:30 p.m. game. Everyone is invited, the whole community. There's amazing options, and I promise you this is a game and excitement day that you just really won't forget if you go. It's really very special. So
beautiful.
Thank you for allowing me to talk about it.
It is always a pleasure. Sarah Cransement, excuse me, Dr. Sarah Cransement, who is the executive director of the Friendship Circle of Virginia. 10,000 free tickets. Thanks again to FastMart for once again stepping up to the plate, helping out our friends at the Friendship Circle of Virginia. Inclusion Day at the Diamond. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 422. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Thanks again to my friend, Dr. Sarah Cransement. Sarah's just the best. I'm just going to leave it at that. Because if I start telling you about all of her talents and skills and abilities and all the great stuff she does, and she doesn't get nearly enough attention and thanks and what have you, then we'll be here all day. And I'm only here till 6. I'm not sticking around after that. I love Sarah, but no, at 6, I got to check out because, you know, 6:03 is happy hour. It's just the way it is. A lot of stuff that's going on. I promise you we're going to get to all of it. It is it's an interesting sort of a day with all these moving pieces, but there are plenty of things that I just feel compelled to share with you. City of Richmond has now opened an application process so that people can, apply for $500 a month for doing absolutely nothing. That is a good gig. $500 a month. Now, the mayor, the not new mayor anymore, Dr. Donnie Avuli, has time apparently to raise the rainbow flag at City Hall. Maybe that time could be better spent, trying to fix all the stuff that's broken at City Hall. You know, you can love your rainbow flag if you want. Doesn't bother me. Raise as many flags as you want or don't raise any flags. Knock yourself out there, Mr. Mayor. But while you're there visiting City Hall, take a look at all the people who don't know what they're doing but are still getting city paychecks. Maybe you'd like to fly a flag over City Hall that says, "You're fired." Put it on a nice rainbow background. That way you've got this whole theme going, and it won't cost all that much. And it won't be a big problem. How do we have $500 to give out to people just because, but we don't have anybody in certain positions to do jobs, and we can't keep the water flowing, and we can't lock up criminals, and we, I don't know. I mean, what do I know? 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Hey, it's Jeff Katz, heard 3 to 6 on News Radio, WRVA. Nice to see that the mayor of Richmond has all of his priorities straight. Or not straight, as the case. Nah, you know. All right, let me try. Do you like it? All right. Okay, then I am going to do that. All right. Hey, it's Jeff Katz, heard 3 to 6 on News Radio WRVA. Nice to see that the mayor of Richmond has all of his priorities straight, or not straight as the case might be. We'll talk about it Monday, tomorrow, later today, 3:05. News Radio WRVA. Monday at 3:05, exactly why has the federal government said that Chesterfield and Hanover are sanctuary counties? today at 3:05. It is crazy to think that Hanover and Chesterfield are now on a federal government list of sanctuary counties. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Ah, is it Friday or what? Congratulations, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Ow, let me see. No, I'm Friday. Okay, so today is Friday. I'm doing math here, so it could get messy, but today is Friday, which means tomorrow is Saturday, which means that the best weekend radio show anywhere airs at 8 a.m. right here on this radio station in the garage with Stan Andruski. So now we go back to Friday, which is today, which means that my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is joining us. Stan, good afternoon.
Jeff Katz. Jeff Katz. How you doing, my brother?
I am doing well. I think I'm doing well. Today was Julia's final day at school, but I mean, other than that, you know, and a lot of allergies, you know how that is with some of this stuff. But yeah, I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
Allergies. Cars have allergies too.
They do.
Like cars have pollen allergies for the cabin air filter, for the regular air filter. Cars have allergies to high gas prices. Easy for me to say, but I have been listening, and congratulations to Julia, to you and Heidi and the whole family. And of course, I know this is a big deal. It's not the average graduation, all the things that you've had to go through and endure. And I just want to thank you for being, you and Heidi both, for being such great parents. You know, we only think, some of us out here, I know you probably both look at it as a blessing, but we only think that raising kids is hard. And we get to hear some of the stories that you kindly share. And you let us into your life of what you guys have done. And man, every time, I'll be honest with you, it brings me to tears to know that you guys have been such good parents to them. And I just want to thank you for being that way for her, but for us to have examples to say, hey, we might be having a bad day with our kids. They might be, maybe we found that they smoked a joint, or they're struggling with addiction, or they broke up with their boyfriend, or maybe even we might have lost one, God forbid, you know. But when we sit there and see how you guys were able to be such great parents, it gives us the idea that we can get through whatever we're going through. We can do it too. So just thank you for being an inspiration, and just being, I've witnessed it firsthand what you guys do for her and how happy she is when I've been over at your house. And I just want to thank y'all. I don't know how else to say it. It's an amazing event for you guys, but I do realize it's not the same as, you know, maybe our kids graduating. And I just want to say thank you for being so good to her. It just means so much to see. And I know this has nothing to do with cars. We'll get there in a minute. But as your friend, I think I speak for a lot of just local Richmonders in Central Virginia. Man, I just thank you. I can't believe you are who you are, but I'm thankful you are. Thank you for that.
That's, you know, if allergies start acting up again, man, I'm blaming you, because you're like, there's all sorts of pollen floating around. Just cut it out already. But
That is very kind.
And so, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. But listen, tomorrow in the garage is going to be another barn burner of a show. I know that. What's hot in the automotive world these days?
Well, finally, I talked to you guys a little bit about this over the last 4 years on the show about the nitrogen process, where they thought nitrogen in the tires in a lot of our air conditioned systems. We use nitrogen a lot of times to check for leaks. We were hearing that a lot of that was reacting with the rubber. All of the Department of Transportation, all the independent tests show that was not true.
Okay.
It's no different than regular air. Everybody's like, well, I could have told you that. Yeah, but when you hear that, you stop putting that kind of stuff in customers' tires until you get an answer. And COVID really made it quite longer than it had to be, most of the tests. Second thing is, we just got the release of, basically they do tons and tons of independent tests. They do also, our government literally does and has for years, the Department of Transportation, the State Department of Safety and Transportation, they all go through and they look at all of this. And so what we've learned is, I've told you before, for every dollar you spend in maintenance, I'm a huge maintenance person with all my stuff at the house.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not somebody who's like compulsive about it, but I take care of my stuff, right?
Sure.
And so I started realizing a long time ago that when I took care of my stuff and I maintained it, like the stuff that I was working on for people was not happening to my vehicles.
Okay.
Like that's the truth. Like I would see stuff break or calipers lock up. I'm like, man, I've never had a caliper on any of my personal vehicles ever lock up, like have to be replaced. And so I would change brake fluid even before they said you should do it. I would do it every couple of years, even on the old cars. So what came out was previously before COVID, the number was for every dollar you spend in maintenance. So if it's $1, you know, you're saving, it was like $2 to $3 mm-hmm. in repairs. You spend $1,000 in maintenance, you're saving $2,000 or $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Well, now, the idea at first independently was $5 to $7 for every dollar. So if you spend $1,000, you're saving $5,000 to $7,000 over the life of your vehicle. Meaning, yes, change your oil on time. Yes. Change your brake fluid when you're supposed to. Change your coolant. Do these things that we were taught in the 90s and even earlier than that by the engineers who said, you got to replace this stuff. It's not just about your oil. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go into maintenance. We've had so many questions about transmission services and wives' tales. And that's the one thing, Jeff, I never knew we would do when we got into this. I thought we would just be out here just helping the community, second opinions. I had no idea the separation between what people think their car needs and what it actually needs. And so when we got into this, we took it serious. Megan got involved, as you know. Yep. We have priority systems for everybody that comes at Certified or Arts. And I'm really, really proud of those priority systems. More and more shops across the Commonwealth and, in fact, the country are starting to do that. So when you come in, you know, it's like seeing your doctor. And doctor, you go see a physical, and you're like, oh, I get a physical. Look, man, you need to cut back on salt intake. You need to do this. Well, that's what we do. Yes, it might be $2,000 worth of stuff that we recommend on your car that you have not had anything done to in a couple of years. But the good news is you only need $150 worth now. Over the next 6 months, you can budget to get this knocked out. And if it's maintenance, guys, what we just learned today, literally released just afternoon, is for every dollar, you save $5 to $7. Every dollar of maintenance, $5 to $7 in repairs. Wow. I mean, the proof of the pudding's in the test. I'm going to put that test. The results of all of that stuff up on our page this weekend. You're going to be able to read it all. So it's going to be really cool. So keep that in mind. That maintenance is a big deal. Transmission services. I know we talk about it a lot, but when people ask, the majority of our questions are about maintenance.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to set the record straight and help people tomorrow. Cannot wait.
Oh, it is going to be wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. And you talk about maintenance. Obviously, when you're talking about saving that much money, $7 to $10 for every dollar you spend on maintenance, even people who don't maybe have a great affinity for cars, I got a car because I need a car. They're not in love with it the way that maybe you or I might be. Like, oh, this is a cool feature. They hear $7 to $10, man, and they're thinking, okay, well, this is no longer an expense. This is an investment. And given challenges that people have, you want to hold on to your car and keep it working, keep it on the road as long as possible.
100%. And one of the things that our advisors do up front is they always ask, what are your intentions with this car? Either way, you and I have talked about this on the air and you know, one-on-one, either way you should take care of your vehicle. You're probably going to sell it to somebody else. Now I want to point something else out. We watched big desk computers go from $5,000-$6,000 to $400-$500 over the last 20 years. We've watched laptops go from $3,000-$5,000 to basically like $400. You get a laptop now or less.
That's right.
Okay. Cars have not done that.
Yeah.
Cars have done just the opposite. And so I point that out to say your cars are an investment. They're not a laptop that's ever going to just be replaced. Like, they're just not. You're going to get a good 10 years, close to 300,000 miles out of your vehicles if you take care of them.
Yes.
And that's a pretty good return on some of these cars. I mean, it's a pretty good return. So taking care of them prolongs that. And you're not, some people do, they get, their company will buy them a brand new car every year. I get that. Maybe you don't want to take care of it, but I'm like, if you're in a position to do that and your business can afford a brand new 2025 vehicle, maybe you should consider taking care of it for the next person that gets it. Right?
Like, that's right.
You're in a place where you can afford it, still be a good steward of what you have. Right?
Yep.
So we talk about those things. Vehicles are quite the opposite. The price of your unit gone up the most it's ever gone up, and it's not just inflationary. It's really a lot to do with COVID and the there was no chance to get new cars for a long time there. They shut down production plants, so your car was worth a lot, and it still is. It has not dropped like the rest of the things we've seen start to drop. I mean, inflation was 2.3 last month instead of 9%. It's the lowest we've had in I think about 3.5 years. So
that's right,
everything's going down, but cars still are kind of holding steady. I mean, they're still, you're trying to buy a new car out there, you'll see the prices. I went up to more Cadillac and dreamed about an Escalade yesterday. Had a beautiful blue. It was $140,000.
What?
American? Yes. Wait, no, no, wait a minute. Now, hold on. You're sure that was American and not like that Canadian money? Because 140 grand Canadian, I think, is like 27 bucks. I would get two of them, Stan. Get one for each day of the week.
It depends on if they join the United States. If they join the United States, it'll be just as expensive. So, I'm kidding. No, but no, I'm sorry. Let me change that. It was not 147. It was 158,000. I'll send you a picture. It was matte blue, and it was an Escalade. So, yeah, I'm good. Like, I'm good with my Denali still. My point is you do have an investment. Please take care of it. And people want to know more and more how they can be good stewards. So that's kind of what we're going to do tomorrow. Also, we're always going to open the lines for anything that you guys have as far as car repair, second opinions, questions on whether you should or shouldn't. We have a lot of hobbyists that call in about, hey, I'm dealing even carburetors. I know how to do all that stuff, guys. I grew up in that time frame. So, you know, we've had some calls about lawnmowers and airplanes, you know, that have Honda engines in them. So I'm open to try, guys. If I don't know, I'll tell you I don't know. But if I can help in any way, that's why I do it. I cannot wait.
I love it. You are the best. That's why we have you here. That is my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski. During the week, you're going to find him at Certified Auto Repair. You're going to find him at Arts Automotive Service. But Saturday mornings, let me tell you something. He provides a service to Central Virginia like nobody's business. The best weekend radio show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 451, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. If you kind of grew up on MASH, as I did, you knew a couple of things. First of all, the television show actually lasted longer than the Korean War. I don't know if you knew that. But you knew that the actors and actresses on that show were just stellar. Oh, absolutely amazing. Loretta Swit has passed away. Loretta Swit, of course, played Major Hot Lips. Hot Lips Houlihan. Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan. I loved Loretta Swit in that role. I loved Loretta Swit in a lot of roles that she had portrayed since then. I think that was probably my introduction to her. And I was kind of a little kid when MASH was on. But it was one of those shows we watched every week. It was back in the day. And you know you're getting to an age when you say things like back in the day, when the whole family was gathered around the television because programs were on at a certain time, a specific day at a specific time. And you either watched it or you did not watch it. And if you watched it, then you had the opportunity the next day, if you're going into work or you're going into school, to discuss it with everybody else because everybody else was watching it. Loretta Swit was 87 years old. Wow. I didn't realize. But 87 years old. Hey, a very, very talented actress. So I'm just mentioning that. Something else I have to mention, and hopefully I won't have to mention it all that often, but I do have to mention it. The nomination process right now for the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Richmond competition is underway. I have posted a couple of different times my personal nominations for businesses that I support, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the one I am asking you especially to nominate is the Jeff Katz Show for the best afternoon radio show. And what I noticed, you know, Jerm, I actually did. Now, you know, unlike John, when John Reed was here, John was obsessed with this stuff. And I don't mean obsessed in like, hey, I really like the Red Sox. I mean obsessed in, well, I know the batting average of every human being who's ever played for the Red Sox. I know how tall they are, how much they weighed, their favorite dessert. So he was obsessed. I love the competition. The Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of Competition, because for me, you know, you may not like the editorial policy of the Times-Dispatch, but it's still the newspaper of record, if you will. And so it's the only thing I've ever actively entered and participated in. So go.richmond.com/the best. Go.richmond.com/the best. That's how you go and nominate the Jeff Katz Show for Best Afternoon Radio Show. But, Jerm, I actually did go over there. I was looking at it.
there are a couple of newbies jumping on there, and I don't get it. I mean, you guys are playing music, so. But if you did some a little strategizing and say, hey, if we can get Jeff Katz to win two more years, then he's going to be retired. Makes it that much easier to you. I'm just saying, disc jockey types, that might be the right way for you to go. But for the rest of us, go.richmond.com/the best. 455 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 505 Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I don't want to get pulled into any of these social media back and forth if I don't have to. But I'm finding myself compelled just to say something here. You know, our friend John McGuire, Congressman John McGuire, is out and about. He's one of those guys who is always in the district visiting with people, doing things, visiting constituents, blah, blah, blah. I mean, every time you turn around, he's somewhere else in the district and doing some great stuff. And good, bad, or indifferent, John just likes posting those photos, which I think is great. I mean, I always enjoy seeing them. But there are one or two of these online trolls who just don't do anything except trash the poor guy. And now I find myself saying something nice on just about all of the photos because I'm thinking, well, because otherwise these two nitwits, and it just seems to be two of these trolls, all they do. So I don't know. Finally, I mean, I did just say, hey, we get it. You hate him. Please. Give it a rest already. It's just, it's craziness. It's craziness. Hey, it is the final Friday of the month, which is a great thing. We are going to present our Lieutenant Jan McTurn in Blue Friday honor to Sergeant Miles Turner of the Caroline County Sheriff's Office. And what we've done really since we started this is to air it twice, 3:30 and 5:30. Why? Well, because we want as many people as possible to hear it. We got good men and women who are out there every single day of the week doing the job. And I want to make sure everybody knows about them. I also hope that everybody knows, even though this list came out from DHS about so-called sanctuary cities and so-called sanctuary counties, there are some clear errors on that list. And the one that immediately hit me was the inclusion of Hanover County. I tell you, as sure as I sit here, some of the finest professionals in the criminal justice world work in and for Hanover County, Virginia. And we may be a lot of things in Hanover County, but we sure as heck are not a, quote, sanctuary county. And I can assure you, every agency that could ever have any interaction with ICE is going to be completely and totally professional and cooperative. Because our sheriff's office is under the command of Sheriff David Hines. And Colonel Hines enforces the law. Colonel Hines is not somebody who says, well, I like this law, I don't like that law. That's not what his oath is all about. His oath of office is to enforce the law. And everyone who is at the sheriff's office as a deputy has a duty to enforce the law. You don't get to pick, well, I like this law, but I don't like that law. It is what it is. It is not a menu option like you would find at some restaurant. You can't pick and choose. So the idea that the Hanover County Sheriff's Office would not be cooperating with ICE if ICE requested some sort of assistance is absolutely ludicrous on its face. The idea that Hanover County would be a, quote, sanctuary county, again, absolutely ludicrous on its face. The idea that the Hanover County Commonwealth's Attorney might not cooperate with federal law enforcement? Insane. Absolutely nonsense. The idea that the Pamunkey Regional Jail, I mean, I include them simply because a lot of times when you're dealing with ICE, you are dealing with folks who are already in custody. And the reason that ICE knows they're in custody is that you have an agency like the Hanover County Sheriff's Office or Pamunkey Regional Jail or Chesterfield County Sheriff's Office, whoever it might be, who says, hey, we've got somebody here who ultimately would fall under your purview. Here's how long they're in for. Might be a six-month sentence. You got 6 months to shake somebody loose from the ICE operation to get over there and get them. And responsible agencies continually reach out to ICE and say, here's how long so-and-so is lodged here. It's got 30 days. Here's a reminder. 15 days left. So I would dare say that this list, which I know is attracting a lot of attention and causing a lot of discussion, and rightfully so, clearly is flawed in a lot of places. Some of it is spot on. And some of it is just, I don't think it could possibly be worse. So that's it. Okay. I just shared some of the photos that my lovely bride shared earlier. I can't take credit for any of them. But, you know, I know her. And I've decided to share a photo collection of some of Julia's firsts. Because today was her last. Today was her last day as a student of the Hanover County Public Schools. Today was her last day riding the school bus to Patrick Henry High School. Today was the last day that she was on the bus with Dave and Alfred, who, I don't know if your bus driver is good or your bus attendant is nice, but they whoever you have, they don't even hold a candle to Dave and Alfred. I'll tell you that right now. These guys are like the world champions in that area. But every single day for the last number of years as they were driving probably my most precious piece of cargo that I could share with them, Julia, every day, whether it was going to or coming from Patrick Henry High, they had smiles for her. They had laughs for her. And you have to remember something about the bus that Julia rode and the folks who were on that bus. It's a bus for kids with special needs and disabilities. It can be very challenging. I'll just leave it at that. And I think my friend Jeremy is a real boy. I keep telling you, they're real human.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Human being, producer of this program. Jeremy, for a long time, was a special ed teacher. And Germ knows a thing or two about, I always refer to it as the maintenance, you know? The maintenance on some of our kiddos. That is not always fun or clean or pleasant. But Dave and Alfred just always had smiles and laughs and giggles and all sorts of great stuff. So last day that we got to do that, last day that I got to hear some of the other kiddos on the bus say, "Hi, Julia's dad." But I actually recorded it, and if a day occurs where I am feeling just a little bit down, and you know, every once in a while it happens, I think I will probably go in and play that. Let me take a look at the James River Air text line. I know I've been all over the place today, and what are you going to do? But the James River Air text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, "Hey Jeff, as an aircraft mechanic in the United States Air Force, I can tell you that nitrogen is not the same as plain compressed air. We use nitrogen because it is completely dry, contains no moisture that could cause component failure at high altitude." Of course, Stan Andruski was here a few moments ago talking about how apparently nitrogen is okay for the tires, and in fact might very well be better for the tires than what most of us have been using for years. There had been a question about whether the nitrogen was breaking down some of the rubber in the tires, and apparently it is not, and it's something that more and more of us will probably utilize in the future. I mentioned to you that as Julia got off the bus this afternoon, there were, I don't know exactly what happened, but the winds kind of whipped up, and the winds picked up this giant thing of pollen and blew them right in my eyes, so I was all teary-eyed from the pollen. And Jane in Short Pump says, "Jeff, not to worry, pollen is okay." Well, thank you. Thank you. Let me see. Dave says, "Hey, Jeff, please thank the mayor for reminding me why I won't be spending a dime in the city limits in June." Yeah. Well, you see, the mayor who cannot get the water system to work, who cannot fix potholes, who apparently just doesn't care at all about helping Richmond public schools, which again, I think has to be related somehow, some way to the fact that his wife is a teacher at Chimborazo Elementary, right? Isn't that where she teaches? That's what somebody was telling me. And I'm sure she's a great teacher. And I'm sure he's thinking, well, if I really put too much pressure on RPS, she might feel the pressure, and I don't want that to happen. But Mr. Mayor, listen, you got to step up to the plate, dude. You just got to do something. But he did have time today to go and raise a rainbow flag outside of City Hall in honor of, it used to be Gay Pride. Wasn't it a day? And then it was a week, and now it's a month, and it's not just Gay Pride, it is simply Pride, but you and I are apparently not included in the Pride. It is LGBTQ+. Maybe we're plus. I don't know. Listen, my philosophy is live, be happy. I want you to live a long, happy, healthy life. I want you to mow your lawn, bring the trash cans in after they're emptied, don't paint your house a crazy color, live and let live. But all of the months and the days and the this and the that, I think a lot of it is distraction. That's all I'm saying. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Let me just bring you up to speed on weather. You know, we've got rain and thunderstorms that are rolling in. You might be seeing them. I'm not sure if it's traveling from south to north. I guess it must be. But we're all going to see some pretty heavy rain and some serious thunderstorms throughout this evening and right up, I guess, until midnight. But you know how we had been hearing that tomorrow was going to be at least a washout in the morning? That's been amended. It's been changed. Tomorrow, we're actually looking at clouds in the morning, sun in the afternoon, daytime high of 75. I'll take that. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 75. And you want some really good news? That continues for a few days. We're going to see plenty of sunshine. Now, we're going to be up in the 80s and then around 90, but nonetheless, the rain is at the very least going to move out, and the clouds are at the very least are going to move out, and it should be good. All right? It should be good. It is Friday. It is the final Friday of the month, and so we will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. 535 Sergeant Miles Turner of the Caroline County Sheriff's Office is our honoree for the month of May. And I think for the first time perhaps ever, we are actually on schedule for 2 months out. That's how much the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday Honors program has changed throughout the years. 9 years, I guess. Hey. I think it's about 9 years now. And at the very beginning, I couldn't get nominees. I was begging and calling and prodding and poking. And now, well, we got a lot of great people. And so we actually have June and July already scheduled. I'm waiting for confirmation on June, but July is all locked in, so it's going to be good stuff. Yes, I shared some photos. If you would like to see some of the photos of Julia through the years, simply check out any of my pages over on Facebook. You can look for Jeff Katz, and then in parentheses it says Radio Katz, because apparently they're what, like 18,000 guys named Jeff Katz, and I think a couple hundred women named Jeff Katz as well. So, what are you going to do? So it is Jeff Katz, and in parentheses it says Radio Katz, and then the show one is The Jeff Katz Show. Please like and follow each of them. But the one that says Jeff Katz is where I put more of the family stuff. So I do have some pictures of Julia through the years, some of her firsts, which pretty cool, pretty cool. And today was one of her lasts, one of her finals. So it's good stuff. Then tomorrow, all of our Hanover County high schools graduate. We have four high schools up here in Hanover, and it's the same day. And it's going to be over at this new facility in Henrico. Well, new to me. Anyway, is it about a year old now? Over by Virginia Center Commons. So that'll be exciting. And then what are we going to do? I don't know. But we got lots of great stuff coming up. So make sure you're here. 525, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Self high five.
552, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Hey, it is Friday. Congratulations, we have made it. And self high fives all the way around. Anybody else look forward to that? I'll tell you what, I like a lot of stuff during the week. But there is something about Friday. There is something about getting to the point where we are engaging in self high fives all the way around that just makes me say, hey, it's Friday. Friday is good. There's a little update here. I got to bring you this latest thing on the weather because it's changed yet again. And here is what we've got. Thunderstorms continue through the evening and the night till after midnight. But we now have a tornado watch, which is in effect. There's also the risk of severe weather. All right, so that's the very latest. A tornado watch in effect. Prepare to take shelter if necessary. That is the warning. And the outlook for the rest of this evening and the overnight, possible risk of severe weather. Thunderstorms for sure, looks like, during the evening and then after midnight. After midnight. We'll see some of the clearing to cloudy skies. Now, tomorrow and Sunday are looking pretty good. Monday's looking beautiful. Daytime highs between 75 and 77 each of those days, and anywhere from partly sunny to mostly sunny to sunny. You see sort of a trend developing there. I like that. I like that a lot. We've got some great stuff coming up on Monday, as we normally do. Quick thanks to Rich Herrera from Richmond's Morning News, who was kind enough to ask me to come on his program this morning, Richmond's Morning News. That was a good time. And that was also the last day. Today is the last day that I have to get up early for school to get Julie off to school. However, Monday morning at 8 a.m., I'll be joining my friends on Newsmax again I am popping up quite regularly over there on Newsmax. They're good people. I've known and loved Chris Ruddy there for probably 30 years from the time he just had like a little Xerox newsletter. So anyway, Monday morning, 8 a.m., I'll be on Newsmax. The weather is somewhat problematic this evening. Be aware of that. It is Friday, so I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. Simply means have yourself a great weekend. And we end today as we have ended every Friday since October the 7th, 2023, by playing Hatikva, the national anthem of Israel. It is Hebrew for the hope.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.